You're listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
It's new, and it's all about sports. It's Talkin' Sports with Byron Avery, now on ESPN 97.7.
Thunder, baby. AC/DC. Little thunderstruck. That's what I'm feeling like right now. Show number one of Talkin' Sports, just you and me, and I'm B. Welcome to the show. Talkin' Sports on ESPN 97.7, brought to you by Anytime Fitness of Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I want to say thanks first to a lot of the ESPN 97.7 family for having me on their shows and promoting today's show. As always, you can give us a call, text us on the Pulpwood Producers text line and hotline at
888-993-7762.
You know how many times I've called that number? I can tell you right off the top of my head, and all of a sudden it was gone. 888-993-7762, the Pulpwood Producers hotline and text line. Love that music, Tabor.
Oh, man, hey, first of all, welcome in. Glad to have you aboard. You know, you just chit-chat between you and I. You kind of kept the pulse on the local sports scene for a few years since your SID days. And it's glad to see you have the time, the means, the ability to get your toe back in the water and get on the airwaves here at ESPN 97.7. And I'll do my best to make the show run as smoothly as possible, but let's have some fun, man.
Absolutely, and you're going to have to do your best because I don't have a best. All right, my best is sitting here and talking. I'm a former lot of things. Used to be an SID, used to be a news reporter, used to be a sports writer, used to be a sports editor, newspaper publisher. A lot of things, but they all have former in front of it. And what I believe is that makes me an expert in nothing. Okay, so I'm here to share my thoughts. I'm a fan. I love high school sports. I love college sports. I love pro sports. I'm a Tech grad. I'm a ULM fan, a Tech fan, a Saints fan, and no other. I tweeted.
It's like you could see the question forming in my mind.
Yes.
No love for the Bayou boys, huh?
No. Well, I don't have any problem, you know, with LSU, the school. I have a lot of problem with LSU, the fan, and not all fans, but a lot of fans. Because I remember when LSU wasn't necessarily winning and you couldn't find an LSU fan. But as long as they're winning, they have plenty of fans. And, you know, Tabor, I'm just a believer that, you know, support the school you went to. If everybody that went to Tech and ULM supported those schools, those programs would be a lot better. Go out. Don't wear your LSU gear to a Tech or a ULM game. And I understand why people are LSU fans. I do. It's just fun for me to take shots at the LSU fans. I don't hate them. I don't hate LSU. If my kids want to go to LSU, that's fine. You know, it's a great school. A lot of positives. So, let me start off with a little something that, speaking of LSU, I know you heard the news this morning that Jamar Jaluk is now an assistant coach with the LSU Tigers. Was it just a few weeks ago, at the most a month ago, he left Tech and went to Texas Tech? But here's the question. Jamar Jaluk, former South Louisiana high school football coach, comes to Tech and he's the running backs coach. Okay. Is he the running backs coach or is he a recruiter?
In technicality, both.
Right, but I mean, and why do you think Tech brings him?
Oh, to tap into the New Orleans area. There's no doubt. The beauty of him being the running backs coach, though, is he's got a pretty good running back that's been under his tutelage the last few years entering the NFL draft. So that looks awful good on the resume.
Absolutely. My question is the purpose.
Back to your point.
The purpose. So why does Texas Tech hire him?
As to try to tap into the New Orleans area.
Okay. So then why does LSU hire him? They're already in the New Orleans area. Everybody in New Orleans wants to go to LSU. I mean, in theory. So why does LSU hire him?
I think it's a good hire.
I'm not questioning whether or not it's a good hire. It's just, I understand why Tech and Texas Tech hired him, because he's a recruiter. He can recruit New Orleans.
I think LSU hired him for the same reason. You know, Frank Wilson is no longer there. So bring in Jaluk and keep rolling.
Yeah, and again, by all means, that is, there's nothing negative toward Jamar Jaluk on this. It's just curious to me because, I mean, it's obvious why the first two schools hired him, but I just was curious if his major role at LSU is going to be as a running backs coach or a recruiter. So, but anyway, we'll find out. Today on our first show, we're going to be on noon to 2 every Saturday, except today. There may be other Saturdays where we're preempted by a basketball game or something, but today we have to get off the air at 1:15. Lady Texters have a big ball game at UAB, and they'll be on the air starting at 1:30. And speaking of the Lady Texters, we'll have Malcolm Butler on the show today. He'll be on at 12:30, at 12:10, coming up here real soon. We're going to talk to, I call him Coach Jack Figpen with the Bulldogs radio partnership with the Nitzer. And we'll talk about the huge game at the Thomas Assembly Center today, the rematch from last year's Conference USA tournament against UAB. A lot of things going on today. We'll also talk to Cody Futrell of the New Star at 12:45 to talk about what's going on in area high schools. So, big day today. This is the first show. You can hit us up on the Pulpit Producers hotline and text line at 888-993-7762. We've got the Twitter feed at, it's at @TSportsESPN977. That's at @TSportsESPN977. You can also email us at tsports977fm@gmail.com. So, Tabor, it's good to be here. Good to be here. I've talked to you many times as a caller, but now I get to watch you work your magic, as everyone's always telling me that you do. So, again, the show brought to you by Anytime Fitness of Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston. Welcome to the show, Talking Sports, with you, me, you and me. And I'm B, Byron Avery. We'll be right back.
Talking Sports is brought to you in part by Pulpwood Producers, family owned and operated for more than 40 years in Simsboro, Louisiana. Pulpwood Producers buys land and timber and has experience in all types of timber harvesting, including pulpwood first thinnings, log thinning, and final harvest of pine and hardwood. If you have timber that needs harvesting, call Pulpwood Producers, 247-3958. That number again, 247-3958. It's back. The 41st annual O'Reilly Auto Parts World of Wheels Custom Auto Show. February 19th through 21st at the Shreveport Convention Center.
Part of the Summit Racing Show Car Series.
This show is too big to miss. See the hottest custom cars, trucks, and bikes.
And the biggest celebrity.
On Friday, meet Emma Ross from Disney's Bunks and Jessie. On Saturday, meet wrestling legend and movie star Kevin Nash and Impact Wrestling World Champ Matt Hardy, sponsored by Jimco Buildings and Commercial Power. On Sunday, from Street Outlaws, it's Boosted GT Chris Hamilton. Hey kids, come meet a minion and meet SpongeBob. They'll be there all weekend. Plus a monster bounce house and face painting, so bring the whole family. Come get a bad case of new car fever when you check out the latest muscle from Detroit in the new car display. The O'Reilly Auto Parts World of Wheels Custom Auto Show. February 19th through 21st at the Shreveport Convention Center.
To learn more, go to ShreveportWorldOfWheels.com.
I'm Chef Alon Shia, and I love being a tourist right here in Louisiana. It's easy to do thanks to LouisianaTravel.com. Whether it's a day trip outside of town to try a new restaurant or a 3-day outdoor adventure with the family, LouisianaTravel.com has all the trip ideas and planning tools you'll need. So log on, explore our great state, and pick your passion in Louisiana. Visit LouisianaTravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism and this station.
Yes, we are back. We are back on Talking Sports with just you and me, and I'm B. Byron Avery here on ESPN 97.7. Quick look to the Pulpwood Producers text line from Allen in West Monroe. Even though LSU is already in the New Orleans area, they still need a recruiter to compete with the other schools, parentheses Alabama, trying to come into the New Orleans area. Absolutely. Again, not a negative on the Jamar Jaluke hire. Just curious. Also curious about what's happening at the Thomas Assembly Center. We're going to go right now to Coach Jack Thigpen, known coach a long time, and a lot of respect for Coach Jack. So let's find out from him what's going on. I think they've got a little bit of an interesting game today at the TAC, right, Coach?
Hey, Byron. Yeah, sure. I'm sure glad to have you aboard, and I appreciate you having me on. You know, this might be a trivia question sometime. When you make it famous in the big time, they want to know who was your first guest, huh?
There you go.
Now, we do have a big game here. You're exactly right. UAB Blazers are coming in, and they sit atop the Conference USA standings. They're all 11-1 in conference. They've only lost one game. That was at Western Kentucky. They come in winning 18 of their last 19 basketball games, and they are an excellent basketball team, and it's going to be a big task for the Bulldogs this afternoon.
Well, big game for a couple of reasons, right? One, the kind of the revenge theme, you know, not necessarily with coach and the players, but, you know, especially in the fans' mind, and I'm sure it plays into the players some, but especially when the fans' mind, that loss in the conference tournament last year. I remember that all too vividly. But also, you know, Tech's got more conference losses than it had last year, so this is a big game in conference standings as well.
Yeah, no question about it, and you're exactly right. UAB did knock Tech out of the conference tournament, actually in the semifinals last year at UAB. And, you know, Alex Hamilton and Deion Griffin and Eric McCree and some of these guys were all on that team. Of course, Alex Hamilton was a starter, and Eric McCree played a good bit and started some of the games last year, so they do definitely remember that. And I read in the paper today, well, they had circled that this game on their calendar from the very first of the season, so they're looking forward to hopefully avenging that defeat last year. And, of course, we do have a new coach and a lot of new players, but this is a big game, and you're right. If we'd like to finish in the top four in the conference, you get a little advantage going into the conference tournament. You get a bye. And really would like to finish second or third, then you wouldn't have to play the number one team, assuming you can win until the championship, where 1-4 match up in the semifinals. And so this would be a big game in getting the Tech Bulldogs into that number two or number three spot in the conference, which would help us in the conference tournament.
Absolutely. You know, I hate that you have to sit by Dave Nitz for so long during these games. Does he ever take you to his favorite food places like Ryan's or the hospital?
Well, you know, he used to be a big Wendy's guy. That's the only place we'd ever eat when we went on the road was Wendy's. And he's kind of gotten off of Wendy's a little bit. I think the doctor, he's got a little health problems with some diabetes. The doctor told him to quit eating those greasy hamburgers so much. So he's changed his place of eating. But he's a great guy, and he does a great job. Tech's lucky to have had him all these years. And, you know, he's as good as there is, and I just feel fortunate to be able to work with him.
Absolutely. He's helped me a lot through the years, from the time I was a little sports reporter for the Tech Talk to starting out with the Rustin Leader and then coming on to Tech. But
right.
It should be a good crowd. Have you heard any estimations of what they think the crowd might be today?
No, I have not heard anybody say, but hopefully it'll be a big crowd. I had a good crowd in Thursday night when they played Middle Tennessee. A lot of students in here, and they had a lot of the fraternities and sorority people here, so I hope a lot of those students will come back. And of course, it was kind of a late game Thursday at 8 o'clock, and I know a lot of the fans come that have children, and they're in school, and it was just kind of a late game to bring the kids out to the game and have to get home late and get up and go to school on Friday morning. But that will not be the excuse this afternoon with a 1 o'clock start, and hopefully we'll have a big crowd. The fans have been good for the Tech Bulldogs the last several years. They enjoy coming to the games. It's a good atmosphere, and hope if anybody's out there listening and hadn't thought about coming, that maybe they'll get their car and come on to the TAC. It should be a fun afternoon.
Absolutely. Tip off at 1 o'clock, right?
1 o'clock. That's exactly right.
All right. Well, like you said, no excuses. 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. Grab the kids. Grab your camera and head out to the TAC. Thanks for being on, Coach. I really, really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you a lot.
Great. Thank you, Byron. Anytime. Enjoy it, and good luck with your program. I know you'll do a great job.
All right. Appreciate you, Coach.
Thank you, Byron.
Well, that was Coach Jack Thigpen. Tabor, a big game out at the TAC. Revenge definitely on the minds of a lot of people. You know, I remember that tournament last year with them being the tournament host, and a lot of people thinking that wasn't really the right thing to do. And as I'm looking here on watching the Kentucky game, you know, earlier Nick Brown was talking about Kentucky and you know, you have to watch out for them in the tournament. You know, my thought on that is, you know, it's exactly right. And why is that? Because the beginning of the year, they have almost a whole new team every year. Not every year, but almost every year. So they got a bunch of young guys. They're all new. They're learning to play together. By the time the tournament hits, well, they're not really freshmen anymore, those ones that are freshmen. Now they've gelled together along with the upperclassmen that are there. Calipari's a good coach. Tournament time is a dangerous time to have Kentucky, you know, be your opponent.
And you look at tournament play, you know, it's been said often for many years that guard play can really dictate your success in a one-and-done type of situation. And with all the newcomers on the UK squad, you've got their point guard, Tyler Ennis, who, while just a sophomore, is playing full starter minutes this year, is undeniably the lead guard, played, what do you average, 12, 15 minutes, I'd guess, last year,
yeah,
and put in yeoman's work as a freshman with that highly successful bunch. So he's been through the wars. He knows what it takes and what it feels like to play on the grand stage at a Final Four. Now you've got the Murray kid beside him who's coming into his own, especially on the offensive end. So you've got a dangerous backcourt with youth and experience, and you know, littered with the athletes and McDonald's All-Americans up and down the squad. And love him or hate him, I agree with you. Coach Cal has had some pretty darn good success, both at Kentucky and Memphis. I mean, if his point guard hits two free throws, they rescind a national championship banner there.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, reach out to us multiple ways. You got the Pulpwood Producers hotline and text line at 888-993-7762. You've got the Riverport Creative Group email inbox at tsports977fm@gmail.com. And you've got our Twitter feed at tsportsespn977. So reach out to us. Again, new show today. Enjoying it so far, a little nervous, but Tabor's really helping me out here. If you are in the area, head out to the TAC, 1 o'clock tip-off. Also, a big game over at ULM in Monroe, 4 o'clock tip-off against Arkansas State. Go support the Warhawks and former Bulldog Lonnie Cooper, who's an assistant coach there, and former Tech assistant and head coach, as I like to call him, Keith Richard. So a lot on tap in our area today. We'll be right back after this break. Talking Sports on ESPN, brought to you by Anytime Fitness, Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston.
She's got a smile that it seems to
Getting fit and staying fit has never been so easy. At Anytime Fitness, Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston, you can work out on your terms. Anytime Fitness is always open to fit your busy schedule and on-the-go lifestyle. With your membership, you can work out when it's best for you, day or night, 7 days a week. Memberships are affordable. It doesn't cost a lot to achieve your fitness goals at Anytime Fitness. And one more thing. Your Anytime Fitness membership allows you to visit thousands of clubs across the country at no extra cost. That's Anytime Fitness, Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston.
Purchasing a new automobile can be a stressful situation. As a member of Ouachita Valley Federal Credit Union, our car buying assistance is simple. Our members get a fair price with no hidden surprises or expenses. We take the anxiety out with 90-day no payment or a $100 gas card on all car purchases or refinances, and put the fun back in by giving you the peace of mind that you bought the car you want at the price you deserve. Ouachita Valley Car Buying Assistance, so you can focus on the important things in life. We're making good things happen. Offer ends April 15th.
It's time. Ram Truck Month is here at Brennan Dodge with incredible savings on 2016 Ram Crew Bighorn. With a V6 and best-in-class MPG, you save 22% off sticker. With a V8 Hemi, get 20% off sticker. The 16 Ram Crew Cab Laramies are 15% off. 16 Ram Heavy Duty with a Cummins Diesel, 10,000 off sticker. 16 Ram Heavy Duty with a gas engine has $3,500 in rebates. Now, during Ram Truck Month, Brennan Dodge in Ruston.
What would you play if you had your own radio show? Retro Radio The Peach 99.3 is offering listeners to come in and take over the radio station with The Peach Listener Takeover Show. All you have to do is select 10 songs from the 60s, 70s, or early 80s and email them to peachradio@gmail.com. Your songs, your show. It's The Listener Takeover Show on The Peach 99.3 every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Replayed Sundays starting at noon.
All aboard!
Welcome back to the show, Talking Sports, with you and me, and I'm B. Byron Avery here on ESPN 977, brought to you by Anytime Fitness of Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston. You know, it's not too late. The best gift for your Valentine this year is the Spa Day Escape gift certificate from Spa Nouvelle. The perfect way to show your love. 4 hours of pampering. Spa Nouvelle, 1705 Lammy Lane in Monroe. Open until 5:30 Friday and 4 o'clock today. Call for details. Spa Nouvelle. If you haven't gotten your Valentine's Day gift yet, what the heck is wrong with you? I know Tabor's got his gifts all purchased.
I got to get a Valentine first.
but yes, if you haven't gotten your Valentine a gift, come on, guys. Come on. What's wrong with you? I know there's a lot of ball games on, basketball games on this weekend, but you got to plan ahead a little bit. Love a little Ozzy Osbourne there. Because we might be going off the rails on this show today. Again, reach out to us on the Pulpwood Producers hotline or text line, 888-993-7762, the Riverport Creative Group email inbox at tsports977fm@gmail.com or on our Twitter feed, tsportsespn977. Look forward to hearing from you. Want to hear your opinions, right or wrong. We're going to have our next guest in just a few minutes, going to talk to Malcolm Butler, the media relations, athletics media relations director at Louisiana Tech. Malcolm's done a heck of a job there. Broadcast his 500th Lady Texture basketball game the other night. A lot of good memories from Louisiana Tech. A lot of good memories from going to ULM ball games when I was a kid, or a teenager, actually. Actually, I didn't go to ULM ball games. I went to NLU ball games. I remember seeing Calvin Natt play, Kenny Natt. Watched David Outley one time. The best football play, Tabor, that I've ever seen. NLU was playing Nickel State. And this was, I don't even remember. It's 82 maybe, something like that. David Outley, fantastic running back, athlete from West Monroe, played at Tech, then played at NLU. Nichols is going to attempt an onside kick. And so Northeast has their hands group on the front line, and the kick goes right to David Outley. He catches it on a bounce, makes one move, and is gone to the house on an onside kick. That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life.
You don't see an onside kick get returned really for positive gains, but much less a touchdown every so often.
Yeah, I cannot tell you the last time I saw an onside kick returned at all.
Yeah, I can't recall a specific play off the top of my head.
Yeah, so seeing him do that, like I said, he made basically one move and was gone. He was that special. But let's talk about something in the NBA. Allen Iverson said, that light-skinned dude, I thought I was a serial killer. Okay? And AI was, he was something special. He was a lot of different things, but he was something special on a court. Steph Curry, is he bad for basketball? Heck no. How could he be bad for basketball? The guy works his tail off, like you said earlier. He works his tail off. His dad was a heck of a shooter, so he got a little – it's in the genes a little bit. But then you take that, some natural ability with hard work, and, you know, does he make it look easy? Yeah. Okay, so is that bad? No. What does that mean for – what is that teaching kids? To go out and work. Okay, it didn't just come to him all – you know, a lot of kids want to walk out on the basketball court and be excellent. You can't. You know, they want to walk out on the baseball diamond and be excellent. You can't. You can be good. You can't be excellent. Excellence takes hard work and a lot of it. You know, you and Rick Diamond were talking earlier about the white jerseys with the Broncos and why they did them, and 12 of the last 13 Super Bowl champs have worn white jerseys.
Right.
And I know that this has been mentioned before, but I'm going to say it. It's a little corny, but, you know, the reason they wore white was the Super Bowl was in California. And it's hard to stop a white Bronco in California. OJ proved that. So, I know. It's cheesy, but I had to get it in there.
I saw on Facebook, so take it for what it's worth, the scuttlebutt was OJ was attempting to call Bob Costas while that was taking place.
Well, you know, back in the day when it happened, you know, they said one day there's going to be a movie about this and John Elway will play the white Bronco. But anyway.
Well, now Peyton can play part two in the cheesy remake.
Absolutely.
Well, it'd be part three, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
It'd have the longevity of about like Godfather part three.
Well, and here's what a lot of people don't remember. A lot of people remember, you know, if it doesn't fit, you must have quit. Okay? And all of a sudden, the name of that attorney just left me. He's no longer with Johnny Cochran. Johnny Cochran. But there was another attorney involved in that who may or may not have been such a good human being. His last name was Kardashian. So I'm not sure what role and how he'll be portrayed in the movie, if at all, but that might be what's something you want to watch to see where all this went wrong with that family. But anyway, I digress. Hit us up on the Pulpwood Producers hotline or text line, 888-993-7762. Reach out to us on Twitter, at T-Sports, ESPN977, or you can just give us a call. This music played right now by Tabor. Most of you know Simon and Garfunkel's The Sound of Silence. Go ahead and turn that up, Tabor. This is a little bit different version of that song by a group called Disturbed. But I actually kind of like it. So we're going to take just a bit of this. When we come back, we'll be talking with Malcolm Butler, Media Relations Director for Louisiana Tech University. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light.
Byron, and a lot of other folks in Monroe know about a little place that packs a lot of flavor into a breakfast or lunch. It's Katie's in front of County Market on Louisville. Get a home-cooked breakfast for around $5. Get a delicious home-cooked hot lunch for just $6.50. Good food, good deal, and so good. And they've got 100 snow cone flavors, too. Katie's, home-cooked meals you gotta try. In front of County Market on Louisville and Monroe, and Katie's Snow Cone, Sterlington Highway in Farmerville.
At Origin Bank, we don't believe in one-size-fits-all banking. We know that every person who walks through our doors is original, with a unique personality and individual financial needs. As trusted advisors, we believe in getting to know our customers and building relationships so that we can better understand how to assist them in achieving their financial goals, no matter what direction life takes them. Here at Origin Bank, we celebrate originality, and we look forward to getting to know the original in you. Origin Bank. Bank original. Member FDIC.
The one place where you can go and know that the job will get done right is Rick Green's Rapid Lube and Wash. Rick Green's Rapid Lube and Wash.
In Monroe, West Monroe, Ruston, and RickBreens.com.
They're coming from Farmerville, Sterlington, and Arcadia. They're coming from Winnsboro, Bastrop, and Jonesboro. They're coming from everywhere to Rick Breen's Rapid Lube and Wash for trusted service and care of the vehicles on the roads today. Lexus, BMW, and Ford. Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Honda. Any make, any model. So when you're due for a car wash or service by certified technicians and want the job done right, remember, all roads lead to Rick Breen's.
Love that sound, and how appropriate. Welcome back to Talkin' Sports. It's just you and me. I'm B, Byron Avery, here on Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM, and we're going to bring in live Malcolm Butler, longtime friend. Played a lot of golf with Malcolm way back in the day. Malcolm, how's it going out there?
It's going great, Byron. How about yourself, bud?
It's wonderful. I'm going to tell you one of the things that I've heard Tyler Summit say more than once that I really appreciate, and I know you do too, is saying, you know, when there is a struggle, saying that's not Lady Texture basketball. Because you and I both know what Lady Texture basketball means. And there was no, when the man, Leon Barmore, was out there, there was no taking plays off. There was no getting out hustled. And you tell me, is Tyler Summit bringing that back to Lady Texture basketball?
Well, that's exactly what he's trying to do. And, you know, he learned that, obviously, from his mother. And, of course, Pat and Leon were very much alike, which is why they both had so much success over the years in their careers. But, you know, the great teams actually, I think the great teams enjoy adversity. They enjoy, you know, having to overcome things, whether it's poor officiating, whether it's a bad shooting night, whatever it may be. And so that's, you know, what Tyler's trying to instill in this group, is that it doesn't matter what the reason is, why we're struggling. You know, there's other, if your shot's not falling, there's other things you can do to win a basketball game, and that's rebounding, that's playing defense, that's hustling, that's those sorts of things. So anyhow, it's a consistent message that he preaches all the time.
Well, absolutely. And I can remember him in the Thomas Assembly Center when he was a kid. A lot of memories with Tennessee. I remember not so much because of the game, not so much because of the outcome, but the post-game press conference, the preseason women's NIT final here, Tech beats Tennessee by 18. We had, I was, you know, SID then, and we had some electrical issues, the little signs above the exits in the arena were flashing. And they seemed to be flashing only on the end that Tennessee was shooting on. So I got an earful about that, and had to reassure certain people, that was not the case, because that's what I was told. But then in the post-game press conference, there was a local reporter who had played basketball at Northwestern, not Northwestern State, but Northwestern, and she asked Leon Barmore if he had thought playing Tennessee was going to be that easy. And Leon had kind of passed out during the game, fell down, you know, behind the bench and all that. And he went absolutely ballistic. Easy? Did you not see what happened in that game? Blah, blah, blah. That was probably my most memorable moment in Lady Texture basketball while employed by the university, because that made CNN Sports, it was all over the place. It was hilarious. But tell me about today's game. Big game for the Texters, as all of them are, especially in conference play.
Yeah, no, this one's big. I mean, we're coming off of a loss at Middle Tennessee the other night in the game there. You know, you got to give Middle Tennessee a lot of credit. They got out and pressured us for 40 minutes, and we turned it over 27 times. We didn't handle the pressure very well. And, you know, we're still tied for fourth place right now, and the ultimate goal this year is to finish in the top four. The top four seeds get a double bye in the conference tournament, and so it's extremely important. So, you know, we're in a two-way tie with Old Dominion. We got two teams right behind us, a game back, breathing down our necks. So with seven games left, every one of them is important, but especially coming off a loss the other night. And, you know, UAB is a very good team at home. I think they're 8-2 this year at home. You know, we came in here last year and were down by 19 points early in the second half and came back and won, and I'm sure their coaching staff has reminded them of that. So this one will be it will not be easy. It will be a struggle, but, you know, Tyler has really been preaching to these kids the last 2 days that they've got to find a way, again, to overcome adversity and find a way to win the second game of the road trip, something we haven't done this year.
Malcolm, you and I both know what how our former coach handled games such as the loss to Middle Tennessee after the game. What can you tell us about Coach Summitt's response to a game they lost and had 27 turnovers?
Well, I can
his response to the team.
Yeah, no, he wasn't real happy. You know, I mean, he's you can just see some of the video on the Facebook page of his post game with those kids, and you know, continues to preach to them. Hey, you know, people don't believe that this young group can get it done. They don't believe that you're good enough to come in here and beat the Middle Tennessees or the UTEPs or the Western Kentuckys, the top teams in this league. And he said, until we prove this, you know, prove to people that we can do that, that's going to be the thought process. Now, are we going to allow those people to be right? You know, are we going to allow them to, you know, shortchange us and let's prove them correct? So he's challenging them. And, you know, I think really we just need one of those games where we beat one of those teams, whether it's at home or on the road, for this group to really believe in themselves. And we both know how important confidence can be when it comes to playing athletics.
Absolutely. Tell us what's coming up after this game today. What's next? What do we need to be looking forward to with Lady Texture basketball?
Well, we come back home. Thursday night we'll be at home against Texas San Antonio. And then Saturday we've got one of those teams in the top three coming in. In fact, the league leader, UTEP, comes into Ruston on Saturday. They are, I think, 10-1 right now in the conference and in first place. And that's going to be a big game across the board. You know, that's going to be Legends night at Louisiana Tech. And so we're inviting all the former players, coaches, support staff. It doesn't matter whether you were a manager or an All-American. If you were a part of this Lady Texture team during the last 42 years, we want them to come back for this game. We're actually going to be recognizing and honoring their very first team in Lady Texture history. The 1974-75 team will be honored on the court at halftime, which will be very special. I think we've already got RSVPs from 8 or 9 of the 12 that played on that team, plus Coach Hogue will be back. So anyhow, we'll have a private reception pregame for these folks, and then we'll have a normal hospitality room postgame. And so anyhow, those are the next two games. And again, those are both big games, but we got to get to take care of business here today first.
And I'm assuming that means support personnel such as SIDs and all
that. Oh, yeah, definitely. that's exactly right. Anybody who's ever been a part of it, we will hope they come back.
All right. Well, Malcolm, I really appreciate your time. I'll be jumping off the air early for you guys today so we can get you set up. Good luck today, and I know you'll have a good broadcast.
Thanks a lot, Byron. Appreciate the time.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks to Malcolm Butler from Louisiana Tech Sports Information Office, the Media Relations Department. We're going to take a break. Contact us on the Pulpwood Producers hotline or text line, 888-993-7762. And don't forget, It's not too late. The best gift for your Valentine this year is the Spa Day Escape gift certificate from Spa Nouvelle. The perfect way to show your love. 4 hours of pampering. Spa Nouvelle. 1705 Lammy Lane in Monroe. Open until 4 o'clock today.
Talkin' Sports is brought to you in part by Pulpwood Producers, family-owned and operated for more than 40 years in Simsboro, Louisiana. Pulpwood Producers buys land and timber and has experience in all types of timber harvesting, including pulpwood first thinnings, log thinning, and final harvest of pine and hardwood. If you have timber that needs harvesting, call Pulpwood Producers, 247-3958. That number again, 247-3958.
Listen up, guys and gals. Valentine's Day is Sunday, February 14th, and Karen's Hallmark has your back. This year, Karen's Hallmark has gone all out. We have balloons, candy bouquets, cards, millionaires, gift baskets, and fresh roses. Karen's Hallmark has everything to make you look good and stay out of the doghouse. Karen's Hallmark has a friendly staff and extended hours to help you find just the right items for your loved ones. Karen's Hallmark, located in the I-20 Shopping Center, Ruston. Open Sunday, Valentine's Day.
This Valentine's Day, break the cliche of flowers, cards, and candy and spice things up with a red velvet cupid cake from DQ. Perfectly sized for two, it's made with a red velvet blizzard treat layered with vanilla soft serve and a center of indulgent red velvet cake pieces and cream cheese icing. This Valentine's Day, share your heart and your spoon. The Cupid Countdown is on. Pre-order your cake this month on DQCakes.com. Dairy Queen, Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels? And that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Welcome back. Talking Sports on ESPN Radio. Talking Sports with just you and me, and I'm B. Byron Avery here on ESPN 97.7 FM. Can't get enough of Van Halen. Much bigger fan of Van Halen than Van Hagar, but David Lee Roth, he did it right for Van Halen for a lot of years. So, but we're back. Talking Sports brought to you by Anytime Fitness of Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston. Give us a call on the Pulpwood Producers hotline or reach out to us on the Pulpwood Producers text line, 888-993-7762. One of the focuses of this show is going to be local high schools. Right now we're going to reach out to someone I'm a fan of, Cody Futrell with the Monroe News Star, or the News Star, forgive me. I've been through a few iterations in my day, so. But Cody Futrell on the Pulpwood Producers Hotline. Cody, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
It's going great. It's going great. Sorry about that, stepping all over you there. Tell us about the game you were at last night.
I was over at New Living Word in Ruston, New Living Word against Ravel. Two big wins, lopsided wins for the Ravel Hornets and the Lady Hornets. Interesting enough, Michaela Wilson, one of the best players in the area for Ravel, she sat most of the second half. They let their bench kind of get some experience and gain a little confidence here before playoffs. They really didn't feel like they played very well. They won the game handily. 57 to 33, but they felt like they didn't play defense well, and they seemed to be concerned about getting some things right before they go into the playoffs in a tough 2A bracket. So that'll be an interesting to watch. And then the Ravel boys, a team that went to the 3A semifinals last year, dominating performance again, 92-72 over a New Living Word team that has got a few kids back from last year. They're a two-time defending Class C champion. I look for them to get back to Lake Charles again in Class C. But Ravel is just playing at another level than a lot of teams right now. They scored 90 or more points for the 11th time. I think they've scored over 100 points four times this year. And they're really not the same team. I mean, they've got a lot of newer players. Papa Johnson that they had last year, that was our all-area, all-Northeast player of the year, he's not there. You know, he graduated. They had to find some more scores. They had to find a new identity. They found that more of a guard-oriented play, a lot more athletic this year, I think. C. Anthony Murphy, one of the best guards in the state, I think, this year. And, Ravel's looking really strong. Look for those guys. I don't know how far they'll go in a really, really loaded 2A bracket when you're talking about Madison Prep and Riverside Academy and some of these really, really strong teams all over the state they're going to have to face in the playoffs. But definitely right now, I think, playing at a different level than a lot of teams in this area.
Definitely a resounding win for the Ravel boys, and not much of an I shouldn't say not much of a contest. I know it was really big lead early, like 29-3 or something for the Ravel girls, but they definitely won in going away fashion. But give us a feel for the prep basketball landscape in our area right now.
Yeah, sure. And one thing else I would like to add about that Ravel game is it was a really close game in the boys' game. It was only 38-34 Ravel at halftime. They opened the third quarter on a 15-1 run that just really changed the whole complexion of the game. And both teams made 17 threes in the game. Both teams shot the ball really well. New Living Word was shooting it a lot out of necessity to try to catch up, but they're also making a lot of them, but so is Ravel. But just an interesting stat there, a 15-1 run by Ravel in that third quarter. But, as far as other teams, I think that obviously 2-3A is still, District 2-3A of the boys is still the class of the state. I think that's probably tops of all the toughest district every year. That's a district that has produced, I think, 7 out of the last 12 state champions, and somebody from that district has been in either the semifinals or the finals every year for the last 8 years. That is a strong district, and some of the teams that are perennially a power in that district, like Richwood, a very young team, but I think could be really dangerous in the playoffs, as well as Union Parish. Casey Jones moved from Ouachita to Wassman, his alma mater. He took his son C.J. Jones with him from Ouachita, and C.J. has developed into one of the best point guards in this area in a long time, and he's probably leading in my mind for all area player of the year. We'll see how it shakes out down the stretch, but that Wassman team is really, really good. Who would love to have seen possibly Ravel stay in 3A for this year and see a Wassman-Ravel district championship game. We didn't get to see that, but saw some a couple of really, really good Carroll versus Wassman. And, Carroll's really, really strong this year. Just unbelievable coaches in that whole district. I mean, you've got Casey Jones at Wassman. You've got Terry Martin at Richwood. Jesse Burnett at Carroll. You've got Hall of Fame coaches all over that district. Johnny Simmons, the former Louisiana Tech assistant coach at Union Parish, took those guys. They played Carroll in the state championship game at ULM back in 2013 when Carroll won Jesse's third state championship. So just really, really strong there. 5A, Ruston, I think, has surprised a lot of people. They've played really strong this year. They're going to be a top seven seed. Not exactly sure how it's going to fall, you know, the power rankings with the in basketball. It's one of those sports where district champions are going to get an extra point when the brackets come out. So, right, if you look at the brackets right now, if you look at the power ratings, a lot of those teams that are kind of back right now, they win their district, they're going to jump up a pretty good bit. So kind of hard to tell, but Ruston, you know, they have not been playing like a top 10 seed for the last couple of weeks, according to their head coach, Bakari Beckwith. But they are, they got a really strong win at West Monroe this week, a game that I covered, a game that was tied 30-30 going into the fourth quarter. They were able to pull away, getting West Monroe in a lot of foul trouble and really, really crashing the boards. West Monroe could not hang with them on the boards rebounding wise. And so look for those guys. And then Ouachita is a very young team, but they're young in the sense that a couple of their best players, like Jay Head, is only a junior, but he's been starting since he was a freshman. So they have a lot of experience too. They've kind of been up and down this year. You're stuck in a district there with Nacogdoches Central, a team that's won a state championship 2 years ago, got back and was runner-up last year, and now is going to be the number one seed, I believe, in Class 5A this year. So, you've gone through a lot in that district. You played them twice, Western, Ouachita, Ruston. They've all played each other twice. So there's definitely all those teams will be ready for the playoffs when it rolls around.
Absolutely. Very, very cool. Question for you. A couple of years ago, and you may or may not know the answer, but a couple of years ago, my kids were at West Ridge Middle School, and I went to, you know, middle school basketball game, and I see this guy in the stands, and I go up to him afterward, and I said, "Man, I know you from somewhere." And it was Byron Newton, who played at West Monroe High School and at Louisiana Tech, and he said he was living in Monroe, and his kids were going to Ouachita. So, you know any Newtons over there? We got any of those coming up?
Yeah, I don't have their roster in front of me, but yeah, I believe that, Ouachita is just so strong, they've developed that. Casey, before he left, he spent so much time developing that whole system there. And there, Jeremy Madison, one of his former players, then assistant coaches, is now the head coach. They're continuing to do a lot of the same things. Most of the playbook is the same. Most of the, most of the practices are the same up-tempo practices. And, I look for Ouachita to really be strong for a lot of years to come.
Absolutely. Cody, I really appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. Tell our listeners how they can follow you.
You can follow me at CFUTrailTNS on Twitter, as well as go to thenewstar.com, and we'll have you covered for all college and area prep scene throughout the week and throughout the year.
All right, Cody, thanks a lot. Look forward to talking with you again.
Have a good one, guys. Thanks.
All right, so that was Cody Futrell with the New Star. Really appreciate that update from him. A lot of respect for Cody and what he does. We'll be right back on Talking Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM.
Getting fit and staying fit has never been so easy. At Anytime Fitness, Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston, you can work out on your terms. Anytime Fitness is always open to fit your busy schedule and on-the-go lifestyle. With your membership, you can work out when it's best for you, day or night, 7 days a week. Memberships are affordable. It doesn't cost a lot to achieve your fitness goals at Anytime Fitness. And one more thing. Your Anytime Fitness membership allows you to visit thousands of clubs across the country at no extra cost. That's Anytime Fitness, Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston.
Purchasing a new automobile can be a stressful situation. As a member of Ouachita Valley Federal Credit Union, our car buying assistance is simple. Our members get a fair price with no hidden surprises or expenses. We take the anxiety out with 90-day no payment or a $100 gas card on all car purchases or refinances, and put the fun back in by giving you the peace of mind that you bought the car you want at the price you deserve. Ouachita Valley Car Buying Assistance, so you can focus on the important things in life. We're making good things happen. Offer ends April 15th.
If you're one of those people who never slows down, you sure don't have time to iron and take care of your business wardrobe. That's one reason so many of today's busy professionals depend on the cleaners of Ruston to keep them looking great. Whether it's dry cleaning suits or keeping your white dress shirts crisp and clean, the cleaners of Ruston will pamper your clothes and have them ready when requested. With two convenient drive-thru locations, you can depend on us to help you save time and look your best. The cleaners of Ruston, 105 South Monroe, and in the Pinecrest Shopping Center next to Super One.
The President's Day sale is going on this month at Brennan Dodge in Ruston with incredible savings, like the all-new 15 Jeep Renegade for $17,992. Save $6,000 on 15 Jeep Cherokee Limited and 15 Grand Cherokee Overland and Summit. Save $6,000 on the 2015 Dodge Chargers. Save $5,000 on 2015 Dodge Durango. And 16 Dodge Grand Caravan is just $17,900. Right now, during the President's Day sale at Brennan Dodge, Ruston I-20 Service Road.
Earning money and saving lives is easy when you donate plasma at Talacris Plasma Resources. New donors earn $50 your first five donations and participate in other programs afterward. We're looking for healthy people to become plasma donors. Your donations are needed to ensure our life-saving and life-enhancing therapies are available to patients who need them. Talacris Plasma Resources, saving lives one donor at a time. 3511 Desiard in Monroe by ULM. Call 345-0051. Now open on Sundays.
Welcome back. Talking sports on ESPN 97.7 FM. It's just you and me, and I'm B. Byron Avery here on ESPN 97.7.com. Reach out to us on the Fullwood Producers hotline or text line at 888-993-7762. The Riverport Creative Group email inbox at tsports977fm@gmail.com or on our Twitter feed at T Sports ESPN 977. Hopefully that's confusing enough for you. I want to thank Nick Brown for having me on his show this morning for a brief moment. Terry Waldrop had me on his show this week promoting my show. It was interesting being over there with Nick at the depot. I told him I was surprised he didn't get shushed more. It's a very quiet place. But I enjoyed being on the Auburn Report, and I like to give Nick a hard time, but very good guy. Just want to let you know some of the things that we'll be doing on this show. I want to give a voice not only to myself, but to some of those programs that don't get a lot of exposure. I invite any high school coach to call me, any sport. Let's talk about it. Find out what's going on at your school, because what I want to talk about is not necessarily this school or that school and how many wins they have, but what opportunities are there at that school for young people. I have kids of my own, so let's talk about opportunities at your school and what's going on and how you're handling things, because one thing we all need to be doing is preparing these students. This is school. Public education, private education, we should all be preparing people. And I was on the show, Tabor, with Waldrop one day. That's Terry Waldrop. We talked about ULM and the recruiting process and Coach Berry's issues with Coach Todd Berry's issues with the recruiting process when he was the head football coach. And one of my statements was ULM and these colleges should not have to be getting these student athletes eligible. You know, we don't have the best reputation in Louisiana for public education, but you know, come on, I like to think in the parish where I live and raise my kids that somebody's doing something to get these kids eligible. And one comment that was made was, well, some of these kids, if they're not on the radar until their senior year, well, you know, it's kind of hard to get. Well, if they're not on the radar till their senior year, they ought to have their head in the books anyway. You know, so something's not right there, in my opinion. So we want to talk about things like that. We want to talk about the different high schools. So if you're a coach at one of our area high schools, and by area I mean large area, Richland Parish, Morehouse Parish, Ouachita Parish, Lincoln Parish, Jackson Parish, Onion Parish. Sorry, Nick, that would be Union Parish. Get caught up in that. And several other parishes. Just give us a call at 888-993-7762. Call the station at 255-5000. Tell them you want to talk to me. They'll get in touch with me, put me in touch with you. Reach out to me on the Riverport Creative Group email inbox, tsports977fm@gmail.com. If you're a parent, you want to be part of the show, email me. Find out how you can do that. I want to talk about all of our area schools. We're going to have fun on this show, not only in studio, but you, the listener, as well. We're going to take our last break of the day, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up here with on Talking Sports, ESPN 977 FM.
Talkin' Sports is brought to you in part by Pulpwood Producers, family owned and operated for more than 40 years in Simsboro, Louisiana. Pulpwood Producers buys land and timber and has experience in all types of timber harvesting, including pulpwood first thinnings, log thinning, and final harvest of pine and hardwood. If you have timber that needs harvesting, call Pulpwood Producers, 247-3958. That number again, 247-3958. Byron and a lot of other folks in Monroe know about a little place that packs a lot of flavor into a breakfast or lunch. It's Katie's in front of County Market on Louisville. Get a home-cooked breakfast for around $5. Get a delicious home-cooked hot lunch for just $6.50. Good food, good deal, and so good. And they've got 100 snow cone flavors too. Katie's, home-cooked meals you gotta try. In front of County Market on Louisville and Monroe, and Katie Snow Cone, Sterlington Highway in Farmerville.
At Origin Bank, we don't believe in one-size-fits-all banking. We know that every person who walks through our doors is original, with a unique personality and individual financial needs. As trusted advisors, we believe in getting to know our customers and building relationships so that we can better understand how to assist them in achieving their financial goals, no matter what direction life takes them. Here at Origin Bank, we celebrate originality, and we look forward to getting to know the original in you. Origin Bank. Bank original. Member FDIC.
Getting fit and staying fit has never been so easy. At Anytime Fitness, Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston, you can work out on your terms. Anytime Fitness is always open to fit your busy schedule and on-the-go lifestyle. With your membership, you can work out when it's best for you, day or night, 7 days a week. Memberships are affordable. It doesn't cost a lot to achieve your fitness goals at Anytime Fitness. And one more thing. Your Anytime Fitness membership allows you to visit thousands of clubs across the country at no extra cost. That's Anytime Fitness, Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston.
Are you due? The one place where you can go and know that the job will get done right is Rick Green's Rapid Lube and Wash. Rick Green's Rapid Lube and Wash.
In Monroe, West Monroe, Ruston, and RickBreen's.com.
Are you due?
Yeah.
They're coming from Farmerville, Sterlington, and Arcadia. They're coming from Winsboro, Bastrop, and Jonesboro. They're coming from everywhere to Rick Breen's Rapid Lube and Wash for trusted service and care of the vehicles on the roads today. Lexus, BMW, and Ford. Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Honda. Any make, any model. So when you're due for a car wash or service by certified technicians and want the job done right, remember, all roads lead to Rick Breen's.
When I woke up this morning, the sun was there. So, but Boston, one of my all-time favorites. Pretty intelligent guys. I went to MIT. Just a little-known useless fact there. Welcome back. Talking Sports. It's just you and me, and I'm B. Byron Avery here on Talking Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM. Show number one. Almost done, Tabor. I'm having a blast. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm having a blast. Want to get to something real quick, something that really disturbs me. Just going to touch on it today. Maybe next week we'll be able to break it down a little bit more since we'll have more time. But there's reports out there that, you know, the NFL has the big Pink October breast cancer awareness and all that. Reports are out there that none of that money goes to breast cancer research. Some of it goes to promote breast cancer awareness. But a lot of the reports say that the NFL is pocketing a lot of that money. They're selling pink hoodies and pink towels and other pink things that it says the one article I read said, in fact, the NFL's claim of 100% proceeds from auction and 100% proceeds from retail has translated to an average of just $1.1 million every year since they partnered with ACS. That's less than 0.01% of the approximately $10 billion the league made in revenue last year. Almost five times less than what the ACS's other partners, such as Walgreens, managed to donate to the same program. So we want to get into that. I find that disturbing. I've also heard that a lot of their military recognition programs are staged. So we'll get into that, look around a little bit. Want to give a shout-out to several people. Not necessarily by name, but what your local reporters go through, what your local reporters bring to you. Today's media platforms are a lot different than when I first got into journalism. So information is instantaneous. You need to be loyal to these guys. You know, I use Twitter now. I'll admit it, I use Twitter as my sports page. I scroll through Twitter every morning and the things I want to read, I pull up. So follow these guys, find out what's going on. Pay attention, especially to our local high schools, not just when it's football season or not just when it's basketball and baseball and softball playoff season. So just wanted to get that out there. First show in the books. Real quick though, I want to remind you, it's not too late. The best gift for your Valentine this year is the Spa Day Escape Gift Certificate from Spa Nouvelle. The perfect way to show your love. 4 hours of pampering. Spa Nouvelle, 1705 Lamy Lane, Monroe. Open until 5:30 Friday. Of course, that's already passed. And they're open until 4 o'clock today. Reach out to us. We've got the Pulpwood Producers hotline and text line, 888-993-7762. We've got the Riverport Creative Group email inbox, tsports977fm@gmail.com. We've got our Twitter feed. It's @tsportsespn977. A lot of ways to get in touch with us. We need you to be a part of this show. Tabor, show number one in the books. I had a blast. You made it possible. Want to welcome everybody back next week at this same time, noon to 2. Cutting out early today for Lady Texture Basketball. If you can't make it to the TAC, listen on the radio to Malcolm Butler. But if you're in easy driving distance, head out to the TAC, wear your red. Big game today. Bulldogs hosting UAB, the University of Alabama, Birmingham. I know they don't like that. That's why I said that. But head out there. For John Tabor, I'm Byron Avery. This is Talking Sports on ESPN 977 FM.
Thanks for listening to the best of Talking Sports with Byron. To listen to the show live, tune in every Saturday to ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at RedPeachSports.com.